My power comes from within me and I own it. No one is allowed to take that from me and I don't have to give it up.
Yeah!
Still okay if I join them? I mean,
absolutely. I love it. Let's go.
This is huge. Like, bigger than things I've seen in Baltimore happen frequently. I'm surprised and I'm excited. I'm reinvigorated in my own feminism. Yeah, I'm Kate Bishop and I live here in Baltimore. I live in Mount Vernon. I work a lot with the transgender community and I'm seeing a lot of times the amount of violence that is perpetrated against people who are trans-identified and how often they get blamed for living their lives and living their truth.
Okay, hi, my name is Oliver. I'm 17 and I've lived in Baltimore all my life. This is an issue that means a lot to me on a deep personal level, and this is kind of supposed to empower me too. I am a survivor, and it's not really something that I talk about that much. So this is kind of my way of coming to terms with it in a public way, in a supported place. My experiences have been minimized and looked past simply because I am trans. So I like this is a trans space with visible trans people, and I feel like I will be supported here.
My name's Christy White, and I'm from York, Pennsylvania. So I was raped at a job interview. Just because he was acquitted doesn't mean that he's innocent. It's therapeutic and empowering for me to carry this sign.
Yeah.
And I'm big, you know, I just want to support victims' rights.
I had no idea that it was this bad. It's not around me, and it's ridiculous for me to go for 19 years thinking that just because it's not around me, it doesn't happen. And this has been extremely eye-opening.
I'm aware of it. I guess it raised my awareness and they got your point across.